We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Carly, you obviously didn't mince words in there. Was there any specific one component of this project that bugged you, whether it's the grocery store market or the parking? Does one outweigh the other?
I just think it's very poor planning on the part of our city fathers. They've pushed parking aside for years and years and years. They failed to address the parking needs of downtown. And then you get people making ridiculous statements like Steve Carmina that, oh, we don't have a parking need downtown. Every municipal ramp is full and has a waiting list. Okay, so don't tell me we don't have a problem downtown. Convenient and affordable parking is important. There's 375 car spaces on that lot right now, okay? That's a loss of 375 spaces that are presently full every day, okay? In addition, you're going to put 200 affordable homes on that block. That's 200 more, all right? Then you got a need for 250 parking spaces for a Wyndham Hotel that's going into the M&A's building. You got almost, you're getting up there 800, 900 spaces, okay, and we're not even talking about the empty spaces that we have in our office buildings, which are probably an average of 75-80% occupied in downtown Buffalo right now. You know, if we're ever going to redevelop downtown, we're going to pay attention to these issues. No, the city decided many years ago they've been taking $5 million a year out of municipal parking, out of the what we call Buffalo Civic Auto Ramps. They've been taking $5 million a year into the general fund to solve their general fund needs. And last year they took $10 million, okay? Well, that's all well and good, fellas, all right? But how about leaving some money so that we can replace parking that we're losing? Main Place and HSB Tower ramps, publicly owned ramps, deed over to the property owners this year. We lose 2,000 spaces. It's only municipal parking that keeps the rates down in private parking lots, okay, because of the supply and demand thing, that keeps those rates down, all right, so that downtown tenants can have affordable and convenient parking. We're losing 500 county workers from the 478 Main Street building, right? We're losing 500 workers. Their primary complaint was they had no place to park. No place. See, they all want free parking because that's what you get in the suburbs. So they're going to Chickawaga. It's insane.
There's this talk about, okay, use public transportation. Get an Uber or a Lyft to get it from
bullshit.
One end.
That bullshit's been going on for years. They keep the it never worked. They built the train on that same argument. Oh, my God, people will take the train. The train only goes in one direction. You got another 200 degrees, okay, of direction that people come from. You can't say they have access to the train.
Do you think, though, that all the people who are advocating in favor of using the public transportation...
They're clueless. All of them are clueless.
Do you think they think that Buffalo is like New York City, where you can just get around by the MTA and then just walk every little bit?
I just don't... They get excited. Oh, we're going to build affordable housing downtown. Whose idea was that? Is that right for the city? Is that something that we really want to do right in the heart of downtown or over on the fringe of downtown? There's plenty of blocks, okay, between Michigan and Elm, okay, to build this. You don't have to take one block off Main Street, a complete block that's vital to the core of downtown. You don't have to take it and use that. I'm the largest landlord downtown. Okay, I've got more office buildings and space than anybody else. And these are my concerns. And I recognize the importance of having parking for residential conversions. Okay. People aren't gonna walk those streets at 12 o'clock at night. Young kids aren't gonna walk those streets.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.